Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woestling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McManus scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Farrell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Fonseca scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander bunts towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woestling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground for a single. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Lind applying the tag. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone pinch hits for Yats Woostling. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hargrave moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Hargrave scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Heine Scubble now playing shortstop. Lil Stoner now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alexander hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Emil Adde pinch hits for Heine Skubal. Emil Adde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adde hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to home to get Alexander. Phillips moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. George Uhel pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Bucky Harris pinch runs for Eddie Phillips. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bucky Harris now playing shortstop. Merv Shea now catching. Augie Prudhomme now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prudhomme fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.